We're here. Let's roll it.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, I
can hear you. Summer of 09 by Mayor Ashkew. I won't over-exaggerate and say that I had the greatest summer of my life, but there was a crazy series of events that made it worth the time that I spent wishing it would be more exciting. The following is the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the cold hard truth. Remember that as you read about the summer of 09 and all that happened. The summer began with the school year ending. Final papers written, exams aced, and emotional partings. I had been looking out of the window at the sun for weeks, so I was excited about finally getting out in it. With my pencils and notebooks put away, I did just that. My summer goal was to get as much out of the time as I could, to get to the beach at least once, and going to Coney Island, our nearest amusement park, a couple times, and not waking up till 11 o'clock. It was clear sailing from here, and I figured I could do everything on my list. So I was happy, very happy to think, to only have to think about fun and fun. June 9th, 2009. I woke up early that morning, almost excited to start the day, though I'd never been an early riser. I grabbed up my lobster and my water bottle, and I was ready to go. We left out earlier than I was used to doing. See, a woman from my mother's drum class had called her asking us to help her as she taught African dance class to black children in the summer camp. The summer camp was for children who wanted to get into acting one day and wanted the experience. They got all kinds of dance like jazz and ballet, but they didn't know anything. We drove to my stomach because I had never done this sort of thing. The building was an old warehouse, a huge building with winding hallways and scary elevators. We walked in a little early. The room had hardwood floors and big mirrored walls, a big surprise after the rough exterior of the building. After a while, the kids started streaming in, trickling at first, but the next time I looked up, there were at least 25 children. There were mostly girls and a few awkward boys, all of them about 11 or 12. I was tense, not sure how we were going to do this, and after the music started, though, I felt my whole body relax. The kids turned out to be really cool, and they weren't as rhythmless as the Girl Scouts that we had previously been teaching. Anyway, the group was good, and they went on to perform one of our choreographies at the Aronoff Center. Oh, I missed something. Hold on. Let me go up. So that day, at about 11:45, I decided that I might consider that as a career, teaching black children African dance. Anyway, the group was good, and they went on to perform one of our choreographies at the Aronoff Center. June 11, 2009, Poetry and Reggae. I started out the summer with poetry like I started everything else. It came to me on one of those miles, I can tell summer's coming days in July. I sat on our front deck, staring at the sun and hearing the seeds play out in the grass below, and from the warm air and the new reggae album coming at me full blast. I tapped my finger against my leg and pulled out my notebook, just soaking up the day. Oh, my pen felt as smooth as the clouds above me, and I started to write, describing how the air smelled and how the wind felt. My pen wrote as if possessed about the feelings of summer in the air, about the way that the blue of the sky feels just right for dreaming and the trees seem too perfect to belong in Cincinnati. After I was done, I looked down at the page, once blank, and smiled. My feeling on that day was pure contentment because I had learned how to fill up my mind with whatever words to express what I was feeling and let them drip onto the paper without interruption. I can see the day so clear now, even though nothing really special happened. It feels like I grew some, writing wise, that is. So I started off my summer with an open mind. July 4th, 2009, the proper way of healing a precious wound. That day was just right sunny, and the feathery clouds strewn across the sky with lazy abandonment. We all piled into my grandma's blue jag, unsure of the task that lied ahead. After a short drive and a couple of U-turns, we finally made it to the Cleaster Mims Cultural Center. Now, for those who don't know, the Cleaster Mims Center is a huge H-shaped building here in Cincinnati. It's owned by a black woman by the name of Cleaster Mims, who has been an educator for more than 20 years. She's pretty strict, and I don't think she really liked kids that much. A teacher, not liking kids? How's that for ironic? Anyway, the building was once a nursing home, and after that, a boarding school. Because of its history, the building has about 100 dorms, and we planned on fixing up a room 325 for Bowercats and Mama Fia. Now, my grandma has always been careful of details, but today, redressing the bed and decorating, everything had to be perfect. The work was tedious, and grandma was a stickler for details, trying to teach us the proper way. Though my back hurted and my head ached from cleaner fumes, I felt kind of pride when I stood back and looked at our work. You know the kind of warm, fuzzy feeling that people say they get when they help somebody? Well, my feeling was pretty similar. The next day, later that evening, when the sun had turned orange, we went to the Cleaster Mims Center. A silver car had pulled up to the building, and out came a very real Bible Kessler and a very real Mama Fia. It all seemed so strange to see them in person after I had thought so much about how they would be off the screen. After hugs and dinner, we passed into our conversion van for WAIF. WAIF is a radio station here that plays mostly black shows. Bible Catch and Mama Fia both spoke about What's it would be doing the next day with him in the patient's room? It was a great show, and we danced in the lobby when it was over. After a long night, we dropped him back off at the MIM Center and went straight to bed. The next day was overcast, but the shine on everyone's faces brightened it considerably. We had quite a crowd, and I was a little nervous because Balwakesa asked me and Akila to read our Garvey Dollars paper. We stayed outside to loop people in, so I didn't hear much of the workshop. But what I did hear sounded really good. My grandmother came out looking really energized, and she said she was happy to finally meet our teachers. Later that day, it was time for me to read. I was so nervous, my legs were shaking, and my voice was quivering. After a while, though, I loosened up to answer questions, and Balwakesa even called me up to read my five women poem. All in all, the workshop turned out really good, and everybody was in a great mood. I learned that day how to speak in front of an audience and how to answer questions clearly. August 7th, 09, waiting tables at Grailville. After July passed, there wasn't much to do. A lot of our plans fell in, so I settled down for a slow, sleepy summer. But as it had been said many times before, things never go as planned. The next series of events interrupted all thoughts of slowness. I got volunteered to change. This volunteering job, though, was the hardest one yet. And it started with the words, "Oh, sure, me and my girls was volunteered by our dear mother to help in the kitchen and with registration." The location was a small, earthy farm about 25 miles out of Cincinnati. When we finally got there, I was almost excited about what was coming next. I spent most of the day, though, chopping and juicing. I juiced so much that I came home that night more muscle than I left with. Juicing, though, was the easy part of the day. Mostly me and Akiva spent it running back and forth. The sun was hot overhead, the food was bad, and the gravel was hopping into my dress shoes without mercy. People needed help with things from their cars, and most of the boxes weighing more than I did. Cleanup would be really nice, and if I was asked to describe her in one word, I would simply say, cleanly. She had a certain way of carrying herself without seeming snotty. She had brought with her son Ali, and assistant Angie. Ali, also called the mayor, was quite a character. He spoke fast and got out of work even faster, and he was the type who slung orders when you would least expect it. The rest of the weekend was pretty much summed up in the first day. The only thing that changed was that we had to get there earlier, which meant waking up when the sky was still dark. The days were very full. There was Tai Chi, a fast shut-in, and a sweat with tons of talking in between. I have to admit, because I promised to tell the truth, that I was dog-tired afterwards. I really did enjoy it a little bit. And I learned a lot. How to juice carrots without getting it all over everything. I learned how to wait tables and how to host an event. August 13th. Ferris wheels and kiddie pools. Before we had recuperated at Thailand, then we're going to grandma's house to have a party, and we're going to get in the pool, she told me, her face serious. I wondered at first if it was happened as she planned, and it didn't. It went better. We were on our way to the amusement park, and my little sister's friend decided to come along. Together, they were unstoppable, but I have to admit, because I'm telling the whole truth, that I screamed louder than they did on the rides. Hey, every person has a kid inside, and every kid loves roller coasters. To be fair, there was only one rickety roller coaster that shook more than my bones did after the crazy time we talked from screaming so much, but it was all well worth it. The next day, as planned, we did go to Grandma's house for a party. Ashanti's friend was still with us, and they headed straight for the kiddie pool. Grandma had set up the back porch like a resort with a pool and little umbrellas for our glasses and colorful lace for our necks. I did get in the kiddie pool. The water only came to my ankles, and I figured I should leave the pool to the little kids, but what's the fun in that? August 17th, Garvey Day. The night before Garvey Day was wild. We usually end up doing a lot at the last moment, so there was melted soap on the stove, brownies in the oven, cookies cool in the refrigerator, and everything waiting to be wrapped and labeled. So I was highly prepared for the peaceful scene at the MIM Center. Marcus Garvey Day wasn't going to be at Jackson Park this year, so all of us were leery at what the outcome would be. Instead, it was at the MIM Center, in that big side yard. We were going to do a parade, like the ones that Garvey used to do, but Miss Mims agreed under the conditions that we stayed quiet. So we forgot the idea altogether. I mean, what's the point of staying quiet? The sun was still shining and it was August hot, and everyone fanned themselves with Garvey Day programs. There was an opening libation, a drum call, and a Madasi dance group did proverbs, calling people up to speak what they knew. The day seemed peaceful, almost slow as people mingled with old friends and laughed at inside jokes. It couldn't have gotten much better at this point, which is why I guess the bees started to take revenge for every time they had ever been swatted. Everyone was getting stung on the face, legs, On the legs, face, head, the bees didn't discriminate. A huge, angry swarm rose up from the hive, causing us to move to the other side of the yard. A couple of brave men tried to put something over the hive so the swarm couldn't leave, but even they came back singing soprano. There were a couple more speakers, and then we danced. It was a rhythm called Dunamai that we did that day, if I remember correctly. It's a dance of warriors, strong warriors who fought for their people and beliefs. That's who we wanted to represent. That was also what we wanted for our people. After we did solos, we got a couple of people from the crowd to come up, which was good. Now after that, everyone was mighty tired, and it was time for watermelon. Now, I've had many watermelons in my life, but I have to say the one we had on that day was the sweetest. Derby Day was perfect, despite our doubts about what would happen, and I learned that the true meaning of dancing and drumming at black events like this, it is to send a message to the crowd. If you sing your message and get the people dancing, it's a good life. I also learned that being around community is therapeutic. We were all euphoric for the whole week after that. My summer wasn't all sun and fun. It was more work, lessons, and learning. What I did learn from this summer was that things never go as planned, so don't expect them to. I learned how to be more patient with life because life has been patient with me, and to treat all the little things in life with a smile because I just might learn something from it.
Very good. Very good. Very, very good. Alrighty. So now what I want you to do is to say what you like about this, Amira, what you like about your writing. And if it were you, what would you do differently? And now, and then I want Akanke and Akila and Isachar to say what they like, if anything, and if it were them, what they might do differently. Start with you, Amira.
How to get off of it? Okay. I would say that what I liked about it was that, you know, that's how they went. It was the truth, and, you know, I didn't candy nothing up. And I liked that it was kind of more story form, but it got the point across. What I would have done differently was probably added more details, like, you know, taste, smells, feeling, stuff like that, more so.
I liked it. It was really good. Not a one aspect of it was, you know, not overdone. You know, everything was like just right in there. I also liked it because, like, that's exactly what happened. That was exactly how it was. And like she said, none of it was over exaggerated. I think you got that disclaimer from me, but anyway. But your conclusion, in my paper, Bible Kessel was telling me that your conclusion should touch back on, you know, kind of what you did, like, maybe at the beginning of the summer or in the summer, like, kind of touch back on that. So that's the only thing that I would have done differently, but good job.
Okay, Akanke, your connection got cut off at what part? What part did you hear or not?
I heard her read the papers just after. My connection got cut off after that.
Okay, great. So what is it that you like, if anything, about Amira's paper? And if it were you, what might you do differently?
I really liked her paper. I think that she really was descriptive about everything, and her opinion was very much expressed in the paper. And right now, I don't really have anything right now.
Okay, that's fine. And do know that here it's really great to have things, even little things, okay? Because, you know, that's the way we help each other become writers. I want you to see yourself as a writing group. I don't want you to see yourself as in competition with someone. You learn from others. They learn from you. You get better together. So, so really want you to feel free to say what is it that if it were you, you might do differently, and also what is it you'd like. Welcome back, Nasha. Amira just read a paper for the summer, and we're giving feedback at this point. Okay. Alrighty, and I know you haven't heard it, maybe not read it, so that we're going to roll back. Okay. Any Isachar.
I would say I love the storyteller and how she described everything that was going on as if it was happening at that very moment almost. For me, if I had done it, I don't think I can really think of anything I would change at this point. It was just a really good story, how it was arranged and everything.
All right. And Nasha, I did get your paper, and I'm working on that, and yours and Isachar's. I'll give you all some ink on that. Akanke, I know I did not give you a lot of ink. I gave you a lot of ink on the first part. I did read the whole thing, the entire thing. And I want you and Keeler to use what I gave you to both make some changes there, but also then review the other part of your paper, given those changes, and see if you would do anything differently. Okay? Now, this is really great because it really tells me where you are, given in a sense, in a free-flowing kind of way. So that's really why I wanted to do that, to get a sense of your style and whatever. The main piece that I want us to just know and have down pat is structure that's both sentence structure. Some of you I've given feedback, I've rewritten some of the sentences because often the sentences are like subject, verb, object, and it could get to be boring if all of them are. I went yesterday, he went today, she jumped over the moon, and he did this, and then they did that. And it's just a way you want to vary, you know, using starting sentences sometimes with dependent clauses and commas and then da da da, or with the gerund and da 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 da. Okay, give me an example of those two, if you will. Give me an example. Oh, just a minute, Amir. I loved your writing. I love the flow, I love the details, the descriptions, if it were me, I would work on transitions a bit, like the title, it's often in an entry in a journal, we'll just put that entry in, the person will just kind of go to the next place. In a paper, you want to know how to bring the person from one to the other and make the connection. Your sister already talked about the conclusion. We're going to talk a little bit about that, touch back, touch forward, and those parts of conclusion to make sure. And also a little bit about introduction. So we're going to talk about those three things really quickly here, just as a reminder for some, and for what you're looking for and what the purpose of the introduction is. Let's roll into that one. Given the, what are the purposes of an introduction, and let's look at Amira's introduction here and ask, does it do that? And how does it do that? All right, go for it. What's the purpose of an introduction? And does Amira's introduction achieve those purposes? And if so, how?
The purpose of an introduction is to kind of like introduce what you're going to talk about, or I guess in a way that wouldn't give away everything just in this paragraph. But for this one, I would have to say it kind of doesn't, because it says, like, you know, she had a good summer, and she won't exaggerate any of it, but I guess I would say it doesn't really say what she's going to talk about.
Yeah, I don't know. I know the purpose of an introduction is to get people interested, first of all, so they want to continue reading, and also, like Akila was saying, to tell them basically what your paper is going to be about. So get them interested, and also summarize what your paper is going to be about in a creative way. So for her introduction, I think that when she says, I won't over-exaggerate, when she starts it like that, it seems like there should be something before that, that's an attention grabber, like a sentence, question, or something like that before that, that should be attention grabber. And then right after that attention grabber, she can say, I won't over-exaggerate. So I think that's something that would come right after an attention grabber. But that is good, but like I said, it's just something that would be, good right after an attention grabber.
I agree with Nasha and Akila about, you know, making sure that you introduce what you're going to be talking about in the paper and grabbing the attention of the reader. I think that in a way she did do that. And I'm trying to think. I think that she could have worked on more like just a, like maybe a tad bit more like with the summer. Like what her paper, I guess, was going to be more about, I guess.
All right, let's go to click on the link in terms of an introduction. Okay. And you've said it, just skip down to beyond the do not do an introductory paragraph. You can read that on your own. Under the box, it says, the introduction, there are two goals. They should get the reader's attention so they will want to read more. They should let the reader know what the writing is going to be about. Okay. And then there are some options here. And these aren't the only options, but we want definitely for you to know how to use those five strategies in addition to adding them to what you already have. Okay. Historical review, anecdotal, surprising statement, famous person, and declarative. Okay, now we have Akanke and Isakar who are new to those and may not have learned them in this way, although they may have learned it in other ways, and we have some older students. You know, historical review is just that. It brings up something in the past, and it brings it to give some meaning, connect it to some meaning that's going to be in your piece. Anecdotal is a little story in of itself, surprising statement there, and famous person is you quote someone. Declarative is you straight out say, this is what I'm going to do, okay? And the last one is the least effective, although it can be very effective if you use it. Now, in terms of Amira's paper, let me tell you what both, there's a phrase here that both she and her sister used similarly that is attention getting, and it's this is going to be the whole truth, nothing but the truth, cold hard truth. Okay, that's attention getting, and it's kind of exciting because it's like, okay, they're gonna do something real is gonna happen here. Okay, that part is attention getting. Okay, I won't exaggerate and say that I had the greatest summer of my life. Could be rewritten in ways that. Saying that this was the greatest summer of my life would be a grosser exaggeration. Now, but some of the, I won't over-exaggerate and say the greatest summer, you know, my life, it's okay. It's kind of okay. The, let's see, if I'm looking at this, will it tell me, basically it just says you're going to tell about the summer, okay? Now, also, please don't rely totally on your title. Amira assumed that there was no title here. I won't exaggerate and say I had the greatest summer of my life, but there were a crazy series of events that made it worth the time I spent wishing it would have been more exciting. Now, that's a really nice kind of switch. But now, tell me what that means. It made it worth the time that I spent wishing it would be more exciting. Okay, that's very, it's kind of contrasty, it's also lyrical, but tell me what you mean. Here are a series of events coming that made it worth the time that you spent wishing it would be more exciting. Help me out with that.
Well, I just said that because there was a lot of times in the summer where, you know, we weren't really doing nothing. So, you know, it was kind of boring. I was wishing it was more exciting, but there was a series of events that made it worth it. That's all I was saying. That's just it.
You might put made it worth the time even when or as I was wishing it would be more exciting. You see what I'm saying? Because the way it's written, I'm assuming that somehow you're wishing it would be more exciting actually had some effect on it being worth the time. Okay? Now remember that this is come the cold hard truth. The essence of your essay is of the introduction is I'm going to tell you the cold hard truth about my summer. It wasn't the greatest one I've had, and I'm going to put it to you straight. Crazy series of events also is a little bit attractive because I'm kind of excited about what these crazy events were. Crazy events and cold hard truth, I don't know. What I got was a lot of wonderful events. I'm not sure that I got the something I'm expecting when it's the cold hard truth. I'm expecting something that you're going to give me that is a little controversial, you know, with me is a little bit edgy, and so I get some of that when you said, you know, what fun is that? You know, just, you know, doing it for the children. What fun is that? So I get a little bit of that there, okay? But I'm expecting in both you and your sister's paper, since y'all use that as your primary strategy, it sets me up to hear something that's a little bit tight. Now, Akilah, in your paper, where you start laying it out with the folks at the MEMS, not the MEMS Center, Mama Fua's, Queen of Fools piece, you did give up a little bit of that. You know, it was like, I don't know about all that, and you know what, and they were, these folks, you know, saying they liked it. That I got some of that cold hard truth stuff there. Okay, so the your, as you look at the these, please read these and start practicing in your journal, making some introductions, you know, playing with these different kinds of introductions. Okay, it's going to be important that you know that an introduction should accomplish these two tasks. It can do that creatively, and I do think you accomplish number one, making me want to read more by saying this is the cold truth, the hard truth, so-and-so, and your making it worth the time I spent, whatever, gives me a sense that you got some creativity, and so I don't think it's going to be boring, okay? So, and your with your title told me what it was going to be about, okay? Well, I want you to rewrite it just a little bit, though, okay? And see if something in addition to the cold hard truth can grab my attention. Try another introduction with that. Also, how many of you write your introduction first when you're writing? How many of you write your introduction first?
I write my introduction first, but sometimes I might think that my introduction wasn't that good, so I'll continue writing and then later come back to it, but as to get started, I do it first, and then I might come back and revise it.
Okay. All right. Great. If you want to do that, get started and then know that your introduction should be rewritten after you write your paper. Okay. And this is something that I used before and I'll use it again. If my guest speaker is Nasha Smith from Trinidad, and I'm going to bring her here to speak to youth and adults in Atlanta metro area. And would it be better for me to get Ife to introduce her, or me introduce her, or should I get a stranger, you know, who we told about her but doesn't really know her, to introduce her to the people? Which one?
I think it would make more sense to have somebody who knows her.
Why? Why would that person introduce her better?
Because they know what she does, you know, they know what she's about to talk about, they know more about I guess what she's going to speak about, and then just, I guess, about her, about what she's done, stuff like that.
Great. So after you've written your paper, do you know more about it than when you start? So for the same reason, you want to go back and rewrite your introduction, because now you've gone places that you didn't even think you were going. You just started writing and the stuff started flowing and coming and all that stuff like that, which is great. That's what it's supposed to do. Now don't stay stuck with the introduction that you used to get you started. That was just to get you going. Now that you are familiar with your paper, you know it, now you can write an introduction so that people will want to read it. Okay? And, you know, I really might even that if I like Queen of Four, you know, or you had a time with a queen, like, wow, you even had an opportunity to serve a queen this summer, or just any kind of, like, okay, I got something, you know. So it gives me a little bit, because you are competing with Disney for the minds of your people. You're competing with CNN, ABC, and whatever. And don't take it for granted that people will read your stuff. Your introduction got to reach out and grab them, okay? It can't be too long, okay? You know, sometimes it can be short, you know, but it's got to be, because it's not so much the length as it does the tricks. Yes, Amir, you can. That it does the tricks, okay? All right, now, what time? I think we got 15 minutes, is that right? I'll keep me on track this year. Okay. All right, Asakar, Char. All right, so now, that's why you can write an introduction to get you started. What I really encourage you to do to get you started is for you to let the ancestors in by doing what others call brainstorming, okay? And use mind mapping. Okay, and then start writing things about the various scenes. Yes, Nasha, I think what we're going to do is I think we're going to have that afternoon time. I'm just trying to think whether we do it 15 minutes. I don't want to do it here. We can, but I want to see if we can do it a little bit later in another class period that where we can be together. Today, okay, so let me just pull up the schedule and see, but I'll do that right at the end. I want to finish this, so I want you to do that, and I want everybody to get a chance to read their essays and read them over, and use it to teach, okay? So you got an introduction, or everybody knows that you're going to be studying this page, and you will know these five techniques, and you will practice using these five techniques, and I want to see your results. I want to see your practice at using a declarative. I want to see your practice at using a famous person. So I want to see your practice. Okay, good. If you revised yours the other day, excellent. We'll post it again, or if you posted it there, then we'll look at it as we go around. We got Isaacars and a couple of others there. Certainly, you're also welcome to invite others to see it. So you got that assignment. You want to know, how do you do historical overview, and what are different ways to do it? And as you are writing, begin to identify, how would the author get you into it? Or as you're watching a television program, what's the introduction? Okay. What is it that pulls you in? What is it that lets you know what's coming? Okay, and makes you want to read it, okay, or listen to it. All right, so start paying attention to that at movies, commercials, television programs, books, newspaper articles. Start looking at the introductions. Okay, I want you to get really good at introductions. Now, there also is something called conclusions. And I got to do this in 5 minutes, because you got to listen to a Grammar Girl on journaling, which I want all of us to do. Okay. Now, all right, y'all help me out. I'm going to do it. And when I do it, I want y'all to, I'll do it quickly. Then y'all come on the Talk Now button and teach. Akanke, you can use Control W to bring your window up, I think. But that's okay. We don't need to get to it now. All right. So this is your conclusion. You got that, Isaacar? I'm reaching and touching my back as far as I can go. That's your conclusion. Akanke, I'm touching my forehead. And I'm letting my hand out, go out from my forehead. That's what I'm doing. That's your conclusion. You got it, Akanke? Now, I'm touching my heart. Right here. My heart, right here. All I want you to do is notice my movements. You don't have to know what it's about yet. Okay? So you just see the movement. Okay? Right here. My heart. And then, you gotta imagine I have a slingshot. Pow! And I let it go. You got that? Alright, so, now I want you to do that. Everybody, just do it quickly. Bam, bam, bam. Got it? That's how I want it. Bam, bam, bam. Excuse me. Bam, bam, bam. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in that order. All right, the zinger has to be last, though. Okay, now, would y'all please, those of you who've been here, would you remind yourselves or older students and teach Isachar and Akanke what that means?
Okay. I want to say when you're touching your forehead, you're looking forward. First you touch back. That's why you touch your back. Then you touch your forehead and looking forward. Be quiet. Touching your heart is get to the heart of the matter. And the slingshot is
zinger.
You leave the audience with something special.
Okay, Isachar and Akanke, please ask a question. If you need to repeat it, or if you need clarification. Thank you, Nasha. That was great.
You want me to repeat what they stand for? Okay, I don't know if you're doing that, but I'm going to anyway. Touching back is touching back on something that you talked about earlier in your essay. That's like touching back. Touching your forehead is looking forward. Touching your heart is get to the heart of the matter. And then the slingshot is leaving the audience with something special.
Nasha, great job, Akila. Nasha, would you also give your take on that, just so they can hear it again? It's the same thing, just hear it again through another voice.
Okay. So touching your back is not looking forward. Touching your back is basically remembering what you said in the beginning of your essay and the body and trying to summarize that and put that into your conclusion, summarize it. So basically going from where you've been or what you've said and summarizing that. And then touch your forehead is looking forward, what you take from that and how you're looking forward from what you said already, how that means for the future. And touching your heart is getting to the heart of the matter. So what does this mean for you? The future. So you go into the future and you're getting to the heart of the matter. So what does that mean? And then the zinger is just a icing on the cake, basically, is just to say, I don't know how to describe it, but it's just like a boom, yeah, the end, just the proper way to end your essay, so, yeah.
Very good, very good. So when you're getting down to your conclusion, then you're going to use these. Just think about kinesthetically touching your back, touching your forehead, touching your heart, and your zinger, okay? Damn your audience. Yes, make your audience think of your paper, okay? So I've also typed it, so you want to save your text chat, Kanke. This is what, now, you don't have to do all of them. You certainly want to, number four, okay? And I would say you want to have some illusion, so number one, okay? Whether you're getting to the heart of the matter and or the forward implications, depends. When you can weave them in, the more of them you can weave in without it sounding trite or repeating the whole paper, the better it will be. Now, I want you to look for those things in conclusions. So as you read, as you assign things to read, as you whatever, I want you to look for these things, okay? All right, it is 12:10. It is time for us to listen to Grammar Girl on writing a journal, because this year I want you to keep a journal, a writing journal. It will be a different than a regular kind of journal, because I want it to be where you try different things, all right? So in addition to including anything you want to include, it will also, it may not be a regular kind of journal. What can I say? Anyway, just want to try different things so that you start expanding your style. So let's go right to it. Also, while I'm getting there, you will be focusing also, we're going to focus also on research techniques, so that the research that you're doing in your comparative government and history class can also go very, very well. Now, all I got to do is make sure that I'm going in the right one. All right, I think we got it. All right, press the play button. Tell me when it started. Okay. All right, folks. Not done yet. All right, let me get clear about your homework. Start your journal. This is more of a working out. I mean, you can put in it what you want to put in it, so you can make it personal if you want to. But also, I wanted a place where you work out ideas and you try things. So keep it. You can keep it online or you can keep it to yourself. I won't ask to see it. I may ask, you know, have you learned anything? Well, you tried out some stuff and that kind of thing like that. The other thing is for homework is I want you to find examples of introductions and conclusions in various forms of writing. Find examples of introductions and conclusions, and I want you to write different introductions. Either go back and rewrite papers, or you might even choose that paper that you have for the summer and see if you can write 2 or 3 different introductions. But I want for you to write 5 introductions, either to that paper or to other papers, preferably ones you've already done, okay, using the introductions that we have. So I want you to get strong at introductions, historical review, anecdotal, famous statistics, whatever. Okay? So that's what I'm looking for. All right. And we will continue to learn as we evaluate papers. And I'll see you later on this afternoon in Varus, in the AYA conference room. Well, you know what? We might be able to break away sometimes. You're going to be doing vocabulary stuff on the test prep kinds of stuff. So anyway, I'm keeping you from your lunch. I'm 4 minutes over time. Take care. See you after lunch. I appreciate you. Love you. You're the best.
I appreciate everybody. Peace out.
I appreciate everyone for all their cooperation in class and all the participation.